Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 13 November 2019. Hang on to your seats tonight, folks. We'll bring up a guest that you always look forward to. I know you do because information is so powerful and sometimes a little bit scary. We're going to talk to Deborah Tavares in a few minutes, so don't y'all go away. In the meantime, make mention that, again, if you listen on shortwave, it's because Melody Seastrom pays for the shortwave time, folks. She's been that good to us. Now, I hope you appreciate that. I hope you understand she's trying her best to get the truth out, not just about coins and how to protect yourself financially, but also spiritual matters. She cares about that. You call her sometime and tell her I sent you over and said hi to her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. But I would highly recommend that you talk to her about trying to preserve some of your assets, folks, because I guarantee you that the rest of this year and the end of next year is going to be one hellacious year, a year and a half. It's going to be rough beyond words. Now, tomorrow's office day, of course. I'll be in office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. For you to call and ask questions if you like, whatever. Now, Crystal will not be here in the morning. I knew with Judy. Judy is Crystal's mom. She's taking her to have some minor surgery done tomorrow, so she may be here later in the afternoon, but I'll be here by myself in the morning for a while. So if you do call and I have to ask you to call back, please understand I'll be covering the calls as fast as I can. You can place an order if you want to. I'll write it all down, and I'll give it to Crystal when she gets here. She can run a credit card and do all that for you. But, folks, we're still offering the book, The Grand Design Exposed. If you have the guts, if you have the courage to want to know the truth of the founding of this country and how it worked out and who it worked out for, the best benefit for, you might be surprised though it wasn't us. You need to call tomorrow, 1295, delivered to your door. And I'm going to add another piece of paper with the two. You might find it interesting. It covers five quick things that everybody wants to call conspiracy, but they're proven facts. Gulf of Tonkin, Operation Northwoods, FBI and that mafia working together, the Manhattan Project, the Church Committee investigation, all those folks will be in this with this bookwork, okay? And if you look that up and see how well proven all these so-called conspiracy theories are, you might want to examine World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam, 9/11, and Kennedy assassination. Find out just how much they've been covered up and lied about. The folks we've been lied to since the get-go. And overall, we've fallen for every bit of it. But you call tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And we'll see in the book and the paperwork for $12.95. And also, on the Masonic paperwork, I've been sending out a packet on that. If you want that, we've added to it on the Masonic paperwork. Folks, we're doing this trying to get the information in your hands to share with your family and friends. We are running out of time. I'm trying my best as a pastor and a friend and a brother to warn you that we're running out of time. This nation is being turned into hell just as prophesied in Psalms 9:17. I'm doing my best to get this in your hands. $12.95 will get you that. $5 more will get you the Mason paperwork. And if you want my 5-hour teachings on the Satan's Final Deception, 5 hours, folks, DVD or CD, add $10 to it. You get it all for 30 bucks, all of it, if you call tomorrow and order it. Just tell me to send a packet. I know what you're talking about. But you can call tomorrow again, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And we'll be having a church this weekend, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. You can watch us on live stream. Go to PastorButch.com. Click on live stream, and there we will be. Looking forward to seeing you there. I'll be covering current events. And Phil Hudock has been getting thousands of requests about Treaty of Peace 2020. He'll be sharing that on the second hour. Now, you can watch his live stream, or you can call us if you'd like. Listen on the phone at 515-606-5830. 515-606-5830. And then hit the code 895-509. 895-509. And on the screen, if you're watching on live stream, you can call and ask questions. The number will be on the screen, 304-519-6993. 304-519-6993. Folks, if you don't join us, you're missing, in my mind, the most important news you're going to find from any Christian fellowship anywhere. Because we don't hide anything. We cover current events and get right into what's happening in the world and a message to back it up. So we have church this week, 11:30. Be sure and join us. And now, without any further ado, our guest tonight, Deborah Tavares, has been a friend of mine by radio for a long time. Her information is always impeccable and right to the point, and she's uncovered so many things that a lot of people don't want to even hear. I know that. I've been told that. But it doesn't change the fact that she's telling you the truth, people. We got to quit hiding. We got to quit putting beer in the head in the sand, act like these things aren't happening, because they are happening, and your children and grandchildren are depending on you to take a stand and expose these things. Deborah Tavares, are you there?
Yes, Pastor Butch, thank you again so much for having me on the program.
You're welcome.
I want to present the fact that we are offering many new videos on our YouTube channel on StopTheCrime.net. Please go visit the video YouTube channel there. Also, please expeditiously learn about the true facts of water. Water is now being taken from us, and we're going to be drinking urine and fecal and pharmaceutical water, along with liquefaction, which is now the new coming online method of disposing of bodies. So that will all be going into our sewer systems.
Deborah, one quick question, liquefaction. Now, that's you said that your governor in California signed that already?
Yes, that's a signed agreement allowing a liquefaction of bodies to be dumped
in the sewer systems. That's going to be reprocessed, so we'll drink it.
That's exactly right. Because what is happening right now is, by executive order, the country is building many, many new wastewater treatment plants, because we're being told that water is finite. We're running out. And therefore, building these types of plants, the wastewater treatment plants, will meet our water needs, because they're not dependent on drought or rain. We'll always have the amount of drinkable water we need. And I kid you not, right now, they are building the state-of-the-art largest wastewater treatment plant in San Diego, California, right now. And this is via executive order across the country. Now, it's most important that everyone understand that we are under a worldwide corporate government of occupation. And I can't say this enough, because the definition of occupation is what we're now seeing, the seizure and control of our country by military forces using silent weapons systems, engaged now massively in many levels to massively reduce and control the populations. So I'm going to go over some of the happenings here in California, because you need to know what's going on here, because it's going to happen to you as well. And in many ways, it already is. People keep saying, well, you should leave California. Well, the climate action plans is what I underscore continuously, and I talk about what is planned in the climate action plans, and it's most important to understand that our energy is being reduced. The climate action plans tell us that in order to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions enough to change the climate, they're actually selling this, to change the climate, we have to remove ourselves from our current prosperity back to the year of 1750, when there is no machinery and no equipment. I kid you not. Because they keep saying, and you'll keep hearing, zero, aiming for zero. Well, what's the real goal of energy use? It's aiming for zero. And we found this in the U.S. Department of Energy on their website. And they said, aiming for zero is the ultimate goal, to not use energy. The most efficient energy is energy we do not generate. This is not a technology. It is a behavior modification, or learning to live in a new reality. So I want to talk about some of the things I've talked about often, but about the last 10 minutes of this program tonight, Pastor Butch, we really have to jump into the deeper aspects of what we face. So sadly, if the listeners believe that this is heavy, what you're going to hear me say before the last 10 minutes, it's going to get a lot heavier. So I want to again remind everybody, the majority of the United States is in the WUI, W-U-I, it means Wildlands Urban Interface. We are in the Wildlands Network. And if you look at the Wildlands map that Dr. Michael Kaufman brought to our attention back in the 90s, you will see that we are going to have the largest forced migration in U.S. history into different areas of this country. And I will add this, not everybody is going to survive this migration. And here is one of the main reasons, some of the main reasons. It's based on deep ecology or evil, however you want to term this, because they say in the deep ecology that all life, human and non-human, has equal value. That's why you're seeing all of these constraints with our rivers and creeks, because of the endangered species. Again, all life, human and non-human, has equal value, so they tell us. They go on to say that resource consumption above what is needed for vital human needs is immoral. They also say in the deep ecology of the Wildlands Network, human population must be reduced. Now, there are many, many documents that discuss the percentages of reduced population. We know in the Deagle.com website, and we've talked about this before, the plan for the United States is a reduction of 83% of the American population by the year 2025. So I know this sounds outrageous. It is. And I can only assure you that I'm in as much trauma over the true facts of what you're hearing discussed
and
any of you
question,
might be.
A quick question here. How are they going to go about this?
Well, it's a multiple factor. Certainly we know that the rollout, the incremental rollout of the cell towers everywhere, the use of our phones, which are literally weapons, our cell phones. We've known this. I have a video YouTube up called Cooking of Humanity. I would wish that everybody would watch it. It's been out for a long time. The smart meters that were deployed on all of our homes, most everyone now has a smart meter. They cause dirty electricity, and they cause they can be pulsed individually and target different homes. They cause fires, and they cause cancer. They cause death. And I have on StopTheCrime.net a symptoms list of the microwave radiation and the frequencies and the Wi-Fi and how they are jamming our immune systems. It is a silent weapons system. people are becoming very ill. And they'll go to the doctor and they'll get a medication for headaches or a rash. The chemtrails is another method of kill. Poisonous water, poisonous food. The list is endless. I'm always stunned to find new methods in which we're being destroyed and injured. But I want to go over some of the things here that has happened with our recent fires here as of just a few weeks ago. And Rothschild, a.k.a. Our Utility, and Your Utility, too, is run by Rothschild. And here it's Pacific Gas and Electric. They are convicted felons. They are criminals. And this is in court documents. And so I want to go over a little bit of what we went through, because I want you to hear what you're going to go through. And this is not unique to fires only in California. Fires are popping up everywhere worldwide. We know I've been getting a lot of people from Australia calling me and reminding me that I need to tell all of you that Australia is burning up too. Australia is just like what happened here in 2018 with the town of Paradise. They have these horrific fires that are raging through Australia right now. It's the same type of weapons system that's being used worldwide. So I want to talk about some of the things that happened here. Many of you may have heard about the Kincaid Fire that started here in Northern California, just north of San Francisco, back on October 23rd. And it was not out until November the 6th. And it destroyed 374 buildings that included 174 homes and prompted the largest mass evacuation in the county's history. Of almost 200,000 people were evacuated. It burned almost 78,000 acres. Now, here's the problem. As we were all returning to our homes because the evacuation was so massive, we found out that there was not enough damage. There weren't enough homes lost, and there's not eligibility for we don't meet state criteria for federal or state aid, and the citizens all have to fund their cleanup for all the homes. Now, in the burn that we suffered in 2017, FEMA came in, and hundreds of thousands of dollars were put forth in helping people clean up all of the toxics from their properties. That's not the case now. So here's what we're seeing now. At the same time that these fires were raging, Pacific Gas and Electric turned the power off. Many people did not have lights. They didn't have gas. Now, no one was ever told that the gas would also be de-energized as well. Well, there were thousands of people that did not have gas. And the forced evacuation took hours to go south towards the San Francisco Bay Area, where people were frantically trying to find hotels. There was price gouging for hotel stays, and it was a nightmare, evacuating nearly 200,000 people out. Now, there were a number of areas that were not evacuated, and some of the smaller businesses attempted to open up, and they were chastised by the sheriff in the county, saying that we don't want you open. We don't want people to stay. We don't want restaurants open. We don't want food for the people, because we don't want people to stay. So they were shut down. Small businesses are folding right and left here because it was horrific enough with the fires that we suffered in 2017 and now the fires of 2019. We've had floods as well. Many of you have had floods. Many of you have been put underwater. Many of you have been hit by a variety of weapon systems. And this is going to occur more frequently because we are under direct assault. So I'm going to talk about some other things that are occurring, and I've discussed this before. The infrastructure in the United States is failing, And that's been intentionally underfunded. They have not been keeping up with the required maintenance. It's all deferred maintenance. They're saying that now, due to climate change, we can expect our roads, our levees, our dams, and our wastewater treatment plants and our sewer systems to fail, because they were built for a climate that was different. But now that we're in a situation where we're in a new normal, is what they're calling weather weapons, a new normal, is all of us looking up and not seeing what is happening right overhead. I will tell you, Pastor Butch, we have been heavily, heavily chemtrailed here. People are walking around in a daze. They're lethargic, not feeling well. And this happened
to me. I want to share, we left early this morning. I had to take my wife over to the hospital, Marshall, to get some tests done at the hospital. We were driving west, away from our home. We live in the country. And out to the west, it looked like a crossword puzzle. To the east, it was still clear. But you could see the spraying of his dumb is just drifting our way from the west to east. And again, it looked like somebody took a tic-tac-toe board put up there. It was so obvious because the other half of the sky was clear. That is so obvious that most people never pay attention.
What we need to do, and of course everyone listening, we're beyond needing to try to convince you that the world has weather manipulation programs globally. We're beyond needing to inform people now that geoengineering.
Well, I have copies of the treaties. I have copies of the treaties from the 70s where we signed treaties between nations that we wouldn't do that to each other. I have copies of the treaties. It's for real stuff.
Yes. Yes, it most absolutely is. We've had officials, government officials, acknowledge all of this as well. But I wanted to go into, I was talking about the failing infrastructure, and I want to talk about that a little bit more, because these are going to be used as weapons, and that's why monies have been deferred and our aging infrastructure is deteriorating despite investment increases, they say. But it still requires, they say, upkeep and modernization. But lack of emergency action plans for high hazard infrastructure is a long black backlog of deferred maintenance projects and billions and billions of dollars of gaps in infrastructure spending and money. We don't have the money. And this is a worldwide reality. We have been deliberately taken down worldwide. They go on to say that the science challenging in moving towards climate-safe infrastructure is significant, but not intractable. They go on to say that equally difficult are those challenges that require profound shifts in values, thinking, priority setting, and policy commitments. So profound shifts. We're talking about using less. All of you, water is going to be allocated. They're claiming that we are running out. It is a limited resource. And we're to accept climate change and ignore weather weapons. We cannot do that. We cannot accept climate change and ignore the weather weapons and the control that is now full on bore of weather weapons. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit more. After the show tonight, Pastor Butch, I'm heading over to a mosquito and vector control meeting here. Many of you need to start going to some of these meetings. I'm going to tell you why. Yesterday, I attended a meeting here with my county board of supervisors, and here is what is being designed in the new building codes, and this would be nationwide, not just in Sonoma County. But this was part of the new code that was being discussed yesterday. And here's what they said. Floating home standards. They're talking about how we are bordered up on the south by San Francisco Bay and by marshes and mudflats. This area would be an ideal location to build low-cost floating houses. in the event that permanent or semi-permanent houseboats are proposed in this area as low-cost housing that meet the appropriate environmental regulations, it is important to have building standards in place for such structures. The model codes do not sufficiently address floating homes. And so they're putting forth now floating homes. Now, for many of you that have looked on my video YouTube channel, you will learn that floating cities and all of this has already occurred. And there are many floating cities worldwide already. But I'm going to the mosquito and vector control meeting this evening because, Pastor Butch, I've been talking for a long time. I come from a building background, and we built some units a few years ago, and as part of the required construction of these units near the coast, we had to build in wetlands. We had to create a fake wetlands. It had to be excavated. We had to have reeds, and there had to be water, because we had to provide an environment for the endangered species. Now, I have always known that mosquitoes are a vector. They are being used for biological warfare. And I've always known, for example, that Lyme disease was created and has now firmly entrenched itself in most of all the states in the United States, causes neurological damage, inability for muscular use, and blindness and more. It's a very horrific disease. So tonight at the vector control meeting, keeping in mind that I just read to you about floating homes on marshes and mudflats and in low-lying water areas for low-cost housing. Tonight, there's a presentation that's focused on mosquito source reduction activities. They say particularly in the marsh areas. Key points include increased human population near existing and planned wetland areas, fewer effective control tools for reducing mosquitoes, as well as new types of mosquitoes and pathogens. So they are setting this up now. They are going to use the wetlands and the mosquitoes as a death sentence for people that live in those areas. So I'm going to this meeting this evening. I will be discussing this with them. You will see this on our YouTube video channel in a few days. I also want to go over some other aspects of what is occurring as well. We are finding that we have many, many dead seagulls that have been found on the beach area in Southern California, and they have tested positive for botulism associated with humans. So they're blaming us now on these dead birds, all the seagulls, and we'll continue on the other side of this break.
Folks, hang on. We're not anywhere near done yet. Another half hour to go, and of course, we'll be in Off Smart. I can't remind you, being Off Smart, take your phone calls too, so don't go away. A lot more coverage from Deborah. Record it, spread it, and try to get the word out.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield.
All right, you folks, we're back again. We're listening to what Deborah Tavares has to share with you. And by the way, I want to make mention, it's good to be back with Todd at Global Star. Todd is a professional all the way through. Bless his heart. He's good to work with. He's a fun guy to work with also. So thank you, Todd, for putting up with us here and helping us get back on the air the way you have on the Star 5. But anyway, Deborah, you were sharing a lot of information. I know you haven't even touched the surface yet. I realize that. We got another half hour or so to go, so I'm going to turn you loose again. You go for it.
Well, I certainly want to go back for a moment to the failing infrastructure nationwide. I have many YouTubes on StopTheCrime.net that you can look at. I report the documents, the military documents. I talk about the attacks on our coastlines and so much more. But most recently, on 11/11, which would have been Veterans Day of this year, 2019, in the Associated Press, they were saying that there's over 1,680 dams across the U.S. that pose potential risk. So it's being dribbled out to you through the disinfo media, just how vulnerable the infrastructure is and just how near to collapse much of it is as well. And it's going to cause tremendous economic damage to each and every town when you're hit with a weather weapon system or you have a massive infrastructure failure. And we're seeing that happening right here, right now, where I am. We have been hit in 2017 with fires that were really literally dismantling our economy. Now we're hit with another big fire this year, just a month ago, with massive burns, massive smoke, and power shutdowns. We have businesses on their knees, small businesses. They've lost a tremendous amount in the restaurant industry of food that was stored in their refrigerators because they did not have battery or I should say generator backup. Now we're being told that with the amount of generators that were being used during the power shutdowns, it was emitting too much greenhouse gas, and we're not going to be able to use generators that use fossil fuels. Now remember, our petroleum never came from dead dinosaurs. So they're selling a lie. They're building lie upon lie upon lie to where people do not know what to believe. And the sooner that you can start digging into this, hopefully, the more successful you will be in emotionally handling what is coming on steroids. It's all happening so quickly. So the infrastructure is collapsing all around us. It's intended to. I have also a very important YouTube up. It is called Water Wars. And I forget the name of it, but go on to StopTheCrime.net and look up Water Wars and understand you need to go to PrimaryWater.org also and understand the true facts of water and listen to the YouTube we have, Primary Water Explained. Get this out far and wide. Now, you had asked a bit earlier, Pastor Butch, how we were being murdered. And I started to go over a number of things. I know many of you know this, but we have 5G rolling out. We also have the LED streetlights that are lethal weapon systems as well. They have phased beam technology in them, and we will be posting on to StopTheCrime.net our good friend in England, Mark Steele, has taken apart an LED streetlight in London. And he's going through it and explaining exactly how they've created a weapon out of the streetlights. And watch for this. It will be going up on tostopthecrime.net very, very soon. But it's entitled Proof 5G and LED Lights Are Lethal Weapon Systems. Moving along, after the fires and the power outages up here in Northern California, our globally controlled newspaper, our local newspaper, requested a survey. Now, let me tell you what they asked people. They said, here in Sonoma County, California, we want to find out how the fires have affected you. And the newspaper article goes as follows. We're interested in hearing from you. If the Kincade fire has prompted you to consider leaving Sonoma County or leaving California, we would like to know the specifics influencing your decision, where you might consider moving, and when. So let's understand. Let's break this down. It's a survey for climate change refugees. War. Have you surrendered yet? That's what they're asking. They want us to tell them, are we considering leaving the area after all of this? So here's the insider comment. A local survey, the media-controlled, war-denying print machine, is taking a survey. They want to know, have you had enough of climate change techno attacks yet? Are you considering relocation? Where and when? Now, this is suggestive programming. It's all part of psychological warfare. So here in our county in California, we've been attacked. We've been attacked by multiple and ongoing weapon systems. We have corporate state arson fires using directed energy weapons, and not just confined to lasers, drones, smart meters, chemtrails, but we have toxic smoke that is causing irreversible health damage, high levels of toxins in the blood supply of the firefighters that fight these fires. We have Rothschild, PG&E utility planned electric and gas power shutoffs. We have floods, just like many of you. We have massive surveillance and data collection systems, cameras, Ring doorbells, neighborhood email groups sponsored by Intel, example is Next Door, and Map Your Neighborhood and more. Now, I want all of you to pay close attention to these community organized email groups in your neighborhoods. These are Intel operations. We have social rating now, credit scores for employees and businesses, and all of you do too. It's coming in, just like what we've heard happening in China. I most recently, for example, went to the post office, and before I left the counter, I was asked to fill out a form on what I thought of the clerks handling my transaction. And when I looked at it, it was rating this clerk between 1 and 5, 5 being good. And I asked, well, if I don't take the time to rate you, what happens? And I was told that every week they go over the rating scores of the employees, and that determines if you advance, if you get an increase in pay, or if you get terminated. I heard the same thing at Staples, which is a large supply company for office supplies. You may have Staples in your area as well. I have heard the same thing now in Sonoma County, in our county tax collector's offices. They want rating. We have smart meters in our town. These are weapons. We have both electric and water smart meters, just like most of you. We have wireless. We have Wi-Fi and 5G. These are all deadly frequencies. They've deployed LIDAR, emergency alert systems, they call it, for our safety. But this is actually military warfare frequencies making us battlefield ready. I would recommend you all watch The Terminator, the latest movie of The Terminator. In the last few minutes of this show, we're going to talk about how that relates to the transformation of what is occurring with us. But we have economic disaster now for businesses. We have massive lack of housing, and of course they're going to handle that by building the lower income housing to be above the marshes where there's mosquito and vectors that they don't even have treatment for. We have smart operating wireless apartments now, and during the outages, people that had to gain access to their smart wireless apartments were locked out because the power was shut off. We have massive increase in homelessness. Massive. It is unbelievable how the people have been forced onto the streets. Now, I want all of you to think about the homeless issue as something very, very different. These are prisoners of war on our streets in a corporate country that does not care if any of you start living under a bush because a levee burst, your house has gotten mold, you have to vacate. There's no housing in your area. People that have lost housing, have lost jobs, are living in tents, they're living in trailers all over this country. This is not only a business, they're desensitizing all of us to get used to seeing what would normally be happening in concentration camps. We are being desensitized to see torture. Now, many of these homeless people are in drugs, you'll say. Many are mentally ill. Well, I can tell you absolutely, because many are MK mind-controlled victims. Many are ongoing targeted individuals with directed energy weapons, and many are given drugs. So we are seeing a planned operation in this country, and our cities, our counties are turning their head to a growing, massive number of homeless people. And I can only tell you, it's profound. So we're also contracting with Ernst & Young, which is an accounting firm. It's a Rothschild London accounting firm to achieve and accomplish new revenue schemes, such as taxing us on air. Now you think, oh, that's impossible. Well, go to stopthecrime.net. Take a look at the YouTube video that we put up about Ernst & Young. We went through the documents. We show their documents. We show how they're taxing us for many aspects of human-involved degradation to our environment, including the damage to many of our coral reefs. We're going to be taxed on damage to coral reefs. We're going to be taxed on water that is, they call it transvaporation, out of the grass. So if you have cattle, you're going to be charged for that too. We also have approved PACE funding, P-A-C-E funding. You probably have some form of a PACE organization in your town. They're all put in place now because it's energy financing for the required retrofitting of all of your homes to eliminate all gas. Now, recently, Pacific Gas and Electric, who runs California, they run California. In fact, when I looked at the building codes that were approved yesterday through my local county that came down from the state as standardized upgrade building codes for 2020, they were provided for PG&E, which is the utility company. Now, I've got to say this. You need to understand this. I hope that you hear me. Our utilities are going into a new business, the business of using electricity as the way in which they're going to fuel all future vehicles. Right now, they are working on a new scheme of increasing electric rates for commercial trucks and vehicles, not to speak of all the electric buses that many of us already have in our towns and all of the electric plug-in vehicles. We're required now to go all electric in rebuilds here in the state. Many other states are following suit. This is a takeover. This is a takeover. Why do you think that the electric smart meter was deployed up on us? This is a takeover of the energy supply. The reduced amount of energy we will get based on our credit scores. Make no mistake, we are transitioning into a completely different reality, And sadly, because we got left behind in this conversation, and none of us were taught any of this in school, we were taught nothing but disinformation, which was the intention, because Rockefeller said that schools were not to provide enlightenment. In fact, they were to dumb us down so that we could be enslaved and controlled. And I would highly recommend, if you have not, please read Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. It is a free download. Certainly you can get it from stopthecrime.net by just typing in our search bar, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. But you can also just type in your search bar on your computer, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. It's only about a 45-page document. I would read it. I would read it now. I would read it immediately. And I would certainly offer my guidance to page 42, 43, 44. It talks about what's really behind the patriotism and us going to war. Veterans Day, which was Monday, 11-11-19, if the veterans knew any of the documents that talked about how they were being used and abused and how they were being intentionally traumatized, how they were actually being guinea pigs for experimental limbs, for creating a quasi-cyborg, this was all part of the reason that wars were funded on both sides. It is a death machine. It is a calling of humanity, and it will tell you that on no uncertain terms in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document. Patriotism has been an illusion to keep us complicit within the idea that we had a vote. Well, I can tell you, for anyone who still believes we can vote to stop chemtrails, we can vote to stop drinking our sewer water, we can vote to stop these directed energy weapons starting fires, you've got a lot of homework to do, because there is death in the air. And globalism and terrorism and toxic warfare is up on us, and we can no longer refuse to acknowledge it. It is, again, climate change is the deliberate large-scale manipulation of the Earth's weather, inventing policies, creating new banking schemes, inventing new economies to change society, leading to worldwide chaos and depopulation. Now, in this survey that we were asked to fill out in our newspaper, it's most important to understand, we don't recommend anyone fill out any surveys at any time, ever. We don't recommend surveys at all. But what is important to understand, that surveys are data collection. It's to gauge just how much more you know and where certain pockets of the population are with knowing. And we all now need to know. If you plan to survive, you need to know. So whether you participate in surveys or not, there are going to be more attacks on all of us. And keep one thing in mind. There is nowhere to hide, and there's absolutely nowhere to move and go to, because there is nowhere to go. So when they take this survey asking us if we're going to move out of our county because of all these floods and fires and power shutdowns by Rothschild and all of these new PACE loans that are a Rockefeller and Rothschild scheme, no. And I hope that all of you realize that they're going to hit everybody in some way. Now, I would highly recommend, if you're below a reservoir or a dam, you look to consider what that might look like, because the dams are going to be targeted and hit. And I would also recommend, if you depend on a levee system, that you're very cautious. I recently found out, and I forget the name of the little varmint, but these little ground burrowing critters, and I guess they're not so little, are burrowing into the levees, and they're causing them to collapse even faster. And of course, it's being blamed on these critters, not the fact that the levees were intended to be breached. They've just added an additional tool to the breaching. I also want to talk about this. There's so much to talk about. But we just found out that we have a fire lookout here about 60 miles north of the Golden Gate Bridge. It's a high peak near the burn zones, all the areas that have been burning here in 2017. And it is a beautiful view, and people that have been coming up to our area to tour the wine country, because we're called the wine country, even though they use fluoride in the fertilizer, but I won't talk about that. They are taken up to this beautiful view of a 360 view. Well, it was a lookout, and retired fire personnel used to go up there during fire season to just keep a watch where the fires were starting and to warn as things were starting to occur. Well, what has recently happened is that the tower was closed, as they say it was unsafe after dozens of wildfire spottings. Now, I want you to keep that in mind. They were saying that the building was not safe, and they didn't want people going into it. It would cost a tremendous amount of money to make it a safe building. So here's what we're warning you about. Here's how to burn them up and cause more fires. Stop fire lookout plan. It's a plan to stop the fire lookouts.
They've been done 8 minutes. You've done 8 minutes.
Okay, because watch out, because this plan is likely to happen in your area. It's very clear that they don't want this fire lookout looking, because people are spotting the directed energy weapons that are occurring. So now let's get into this a little bit deeper, because the current CEO of USA Inc., Trump, recently accelerated artificial intelligence via an executive order. And understand what artificial intelligence is. I give a discussion in my five-part video YouTube series that's on StopTheCrime.net about artificial intelligence and just what is involved with it. This is taking over our minds in every way. So what we have to understand is that this is a global network taking over our minds. We're talking about things like DNA, nanotechnology, mind control, interface links humanity to a digital world inside a quantum computer. Now that's a mouthful, and that's going to be very difficult for a lot of people to assimilate. But we are beyond, we're beyond directed energy weapons and fires and floods and failure of infrastructure. We have to now not only protect our families, our homes, and where we live, we have to protect our minds, because it is a hive mining program. This has been developed, and this is occurring. Why do you think we could be in the jaws of death as we are, and there is very little reaction? Well, in part because many people have been chemically lobotomized with medications that they're on, smart drugs, the vaccinations, the fluoride in the water supply. If you're in a fluoridated area, then, you know, you can figure that that worked in World War II in advance of invading armies, where they fluoridated the wells and the water supply. And in fact, they did not even need the numbers of enforcement in the concentration camps, because everyone was heavily fluoridated. So we have to understand the moment of the time that we're living in. Also, a recent executive order requiring GMO. It's now legal. And GMOing the United States and the food supply was authorized by executive order 13874. So you need to understand clearly what we face. We do not have a government that is protecting us. What we have is one another. We have our faith. We have the love of our family. And I can only say this, love the ones you love the most even more. And every single day, learn what your reality is. Because I will not forget what Dr. Stan Monteith always used to say on his radio show, Pastor Butch. He said it's reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will be. And your futures are going to be determined by facts, by reality, and by understanding the policies that your cities have adopted for you. Now, I will be posting on StopTheCrime.net a very, very disturbing video that I did yesterday that will be coming up in the next few days. Our Board of Supervisors here in Sonoma County is hardening up the offices. They have now TSA-style screeners that they never had before, before you can even go in to the Board of Supervisor meetings. They have what would be called a man trap, if you're familiar with check cashing stores. It's a double-doored. It's highly censored with cameras. Now, most recently, in the office adjacent to the board chambers where people would meet, they now are putting in they say that it is a glass, but it looks like bulletproof glass. It's from ceiling to floor. It's a man trap inside, and they say they have lockdown capability. So what I did yesterday when I went there is I asked them for the documents that told me how much money the county spent on protecting them from us, because that is what is happening. They're hardening up. They cannot continue to roll out policies that are going to increase the taxes on our property, move us off our lands, and roll in policies from the federal government that are destroying humanity without at some point having some blowback, and they know it. And that will become a YouTube as well. So again, stay on StopTheCrime.net. We will be rolling that out with that document. We filmed the man traps. We filmed all of this so you would know what this looks like. This is coming to your town. Start watching, because your mayors and your city council and your board of supervisors work for the United Nations. The staffers run the show. All the agendas that are approved for you are the staffers running UN policies from the international bankers, the IMF, and the United Nations. This is
about
our country.
About 2 minutes left.
So I can only say, Pastor Butch, I will continue to report. I will let all of you know what's happening here. It will transcend to you, all of you who are certainly thinking, well, we're not burned, and we haven't had power outages yet. You will. And I know that last winter, many areas in the Midwest were without power because they shut the grid down because they claimed that it was putting too much of a burden on the power grid. And right in the middle of winter, I had friends in the Michigan area that had no heat. And fortunately, they had wood-burning stoves. But wood-burning stoves are being outlawed. Backup generators because of fossil fuels are being outlawed. We are being squeezed to death. So go to StopTheCrime.net. Please share our YouTubes far and wide. Like us. Please like us. Put comments under some of these videos. We're working around the clock to get this information out. We know one thing. It's going to require more people understanding what is happening. We're not going to be able to individually fend this off at our threshold. Pastor Butch, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Talk to you soon again, folks. I'll see you in the office tomorrow. Hope you call and talk to us and maybe order a book or two, whatever you can do to help pay the bills here. We love you a bunch. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll see you next week on the air. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk. CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.